Time to thank another country business supporting country greyhound racing. Our next guest is someone who's been involved in greyhound racing. Also, his business is Warrnambool Fencing. That pretty much explains what he does. And I'm talking about Stephen Bruce, because Warrnambool Fencing are a sponsor of the Warrnambool Greyhound Racing Club. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yes.
How long have you been involved with Warrnambool Greyhound Racing Club as a sponsor with your fencing business?
Oh, I'd say probably best part of 20 years, I'd say.
And how long you've been involved in the fencing game?
Well, probably roughly about 35 years. So I've been doing it for a while.
Actually, I was Googling up information. I've got to be careful there when I say you're in the fencing game, because some of those black and white movies from the UK I watch every now and again, if someone's in the fencing game, it usually means they're moving on goods that are not theirs, but that's not what you do.
No, that's right. It's sort of the paling fences and colour bond fences and that sort of business.
Yes. Well, colour bond is the way to go these days. It seems to be popping up everywhere, so... Our fence in the backyard, still the old wooden one from many years ago. How is the fencing game, for want of a better question?
Well, in Warrnambool, it's very busy. There's a lot of work around. I've got another fella there, Andy Wright. He's a local trainer. He does fencing, and he's flat out too. And, yeah, so it's boom time sort of thing with the building trade at the moment. So, yeah, it's keeping us busy.
So you drive around Warrnambool suburbs and you can say, there's my fence, there's my fence, there's my fence. Or are you so busy you say, that's not my fence?
Well, we've done quite a few of them. So, yeah, we could just about say that. Yeah, so we've been doing it a long time. We've had a few guys work for us over the years. So we've done a lot of fences in Warrnambool.
I was thinking that your business might correlate to how successful building is going. But then I guess everyone has a fence that they have to replace eventually. So how was 2020 for you at Warrnambool Fencing?
Oh, no, well, we're busy. It's been flat out. It's been a battle to keep up with the work, actually. We've probably had more work than we could actually deal with, but we've sort of got on top of it now, but I'm sure we'll be flat out again this year.
What's the trend? What's the most common question that people talk to you about before they get your business to fence?
Well, how much?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to start.
It's pretty much, it pretty much does it with the fencing. How much a meter covers everything, I think.
Right.
And like they usually ring you through reputation. You've been doing it a while, they know your name. So, that's basically how you get to work. So we do a little bit of advertising with a local footy club and the Greyhound Club, and we've got it out in the yellow pages, but most of it's word of mouth.
I guess your business is one where people can't say, we'll do half now and we'll do half in a year when we can afford the rest. It's either all in or not.
A lot of people get half the fence done and they'll say, we'll get you back to do the other half down the track. So it does happen.
Well, there you go. We're chatting to Stephen from Warrnambool Fencing. Now, I mentioned you've had a few greyhounds. You've been training a few as well. So you're also involved in the industry in that way. Any luck in times gone past? What's been your best dog?
Oh, well, I've had a couple of handy dogs. No stars or anything, but Skull Will and a dog by the name of Chrysalis years ago. He was a pretty handy dog. And I've got a couple at the moment. I'll train one for Craig Smith Spearhead. He's in at the Meadows tomorrow night. And I've got a little bitch that goes quite well in Ivy Ring. She's very quick, so she's been winning lately. So, you know, they've been going quite well.
Terrific. Well, you've had a long association with the Warrnambool Greyhound Racing Club. That's great to see. Good to know you're a key part of country greyhound racing as well. Good luck with your business, although it sounds as though right now it doesn't need any luck. It's going great guns. That's good to hear. And thank you for your support. We appreciate that, the greyhound industry.
No worries. That's terrific. Thanks very much.
Stephen Bruce there. Racing people in the greyhound world will know he does some training, but he's also from Warrnambool Fencing. And Warrnambool Fencing, a sponsor of the Warrnambool Greyhound Racing Club. We thank them for their support of greyhound racing in country Victoria.